Welcome to the Windows Communication Foundation screencast series sponsored by Pluralsight. Pluralsight provides flexible training solutions for Microsoft developers that can fit any schedule or budget. Check us out at Pluralsight.com. My name is Aaron Sconard, and in this short screencast, I'm going to show you how to consume REST services using the new HTTP client class that ships with the WCF REST Starter Kit Preview 2. I thought it'd be fun for this demo to actually interact with a real REST service out on the web, so I've decided to use Twitter. For those of you who are new to Twitter, it's a simple social networking site that allows you to stay connected to family, friends, and coworkers through simple status updates. Let me log into my Twitter account. Once I get logged in, I'll be able to see what all my friends on Twitter are doing. If I want to look at everyone's status updates, I can click on everyone over here, and I can see the entire Twitter user base. If I want to enter my own status update, I'll just type one in, recording a new HTTP client demo, hit update. Now all my friends will be able to see that new status update that I added. I can also delete this thing by just clicking on this trash can and clicking delete. Okay, if I just want to see my status updates, I can also click on this over here, and now I only see those status updates that I've entered as a user. Okay, so we see that Twitter provides quite a few different features here, but the model's pretty simple. We have users, they enter status updates, and we can follow other people's statuses. Twitter also provides a REST API for programmatically interacting with the functionality we just described. This page here describes the REST interface. If I scroll down here, you can see there's a lot of different types of operations we can perform. We're going to focus our example on the status methods. We have a few different methods for retrieving different status timelines. We can get the public timeline of all users, just our friends timeline, and my user timeline. That would just give me my status updates. I can also show a specific status, or I can update my personal status, or I can destroy a specific status. Let's go look at these things in more detail. If I go to the public timeline, this basically tells me that I can issue a GET request to this address to retrieve that public timeline. And I can get it back in a few different formats, XML, JSON, RSS, or ATOM. Let's just jump over here to a new window and paste in this URL and say I want to get it back in XML format. There it is. I could also say I want to get it back in ATOM format. There's an ATOM feed. Or maybe a JSON response. And there we got a JSON file back. Okay, so we can get those things back in several different formats. And then my code will just have to figure out how to process this format that I got back in the response. In this case, it's just going to be a simple XML API. Okay? If I jump back here to the REST API, we can go and look at a few more. The friends timeline is very similar. I just have to issue a GET request to this address, and I can get back those different formats again. But this time, it's going to require me to authenticate, because it needs to know who I am. So if I jump back over here and paste this one in, and say I want to get XML back. Notice this time it asks me to authenticate. So I'll type in my Twitter credentials, hit OK, and then it authenticated me and gave me back just the statuses for my friends. Again, in XML this time, because that's what I asked for. If I jump back here, I can look at a few others. If I want to just get back my user timeline, I just need to change this to user timeline instead of friends timeline. So if I come over here, change this to user timeline, now I just got my status updates back. Okay, so you get the idea. Now, if I wanted to actually update my status, that's going to require me to issue a post request to this URL. Okay, and I need to provide a status as input. Or if I wanted to delete a specific status, I can issue a delete request to this address, specifying the ID of the individual status that I want to delete, like this right here. Now let's see how we can actually write some code in .NET to programmatically interact with this RESTful interface we just looked at. I'm going to jump over here to Visual Studio 2008. And I've got this skeleton project already set up. It's a simple console app that basically gives me a command shell interface to the Twitter application. You'll notice that this application first prompts the user for a username and a password, and we just save those in those two fields. Okay, then down here, we ask the user to enter a command, and we're going to go ahead and go through this while loop until the user types in Q for quit, And we're going to issue different commands against that RESTful service. If you type in ls public, we're going to retrieve the public timeline. Ls friends will retrieve the friends timeline. And just ls will just retrieve the user's timeline. And then when you type in update, we'll actually update the user's status, and delete will delete a specific status. So we're going to write the code to do all this. If an exception happens along the way, we'll just go ahead and print that out in red on the console window so we can see it easily. And then we'll loop and ask the user to enter another command. Okay? Now, I've also got this helper method down here called display Twitter statuses that takes an X element as input using XLink, and it knows how to reach in and display, actually print out all of the statuses within that document. Okay, so this is just using standard XLink APIs to walk through that result. So basically, if you look at this XML that we got back here, it knows how to reach in and basically pull out the screen name of the user, as well as the ID of the status, as well as the text. And it just prints all those things to the console window so we can see them. Okay, so that's what this does. So our job is to come up here and actually write the code to use the new HTTP client class to issue the various requests against the RESTful service. So the first thing we're going to need to do is add a reference to our project. We're going to come here and just browse for the assemblies. And the assemblies are in Program Files, Microsoft, WCF REST, WCF REST Starter Kit Preview 2, Assemblies. You'll have to browse to find these. And we're going to add these two assemblies here, microsoft.http.dll and microsoft.http.extensions.dll. We'll add references into our solution. And then we'll come up here to the top of the file and add in a using statement to microsoft.http. Okay? Then down here, we're going to go ahead and instantiate a new HTTP client class. And when I instantiate it, I'm going to specify a base address. In this case, it's going to be twitter.com/waxstatuses. Okay, if we jump back here to the API, you'll notice that all these different operations start with that base URI, http://twitter.com/statuses. So that's going to be our base address for this particular instance of our HTTP client. Then I need to specify my credentials. There's a property on here called transport settings that has a credentials property. I'm going to go ahead and set that to a new network credential, and I'm going to specify the username and password that the user provided us on the command line. Those are the values that we got out of this code right here. Okay, so now we have our credentials associated with our HTTP client object, and we're ready to go. Now I'm also just going to go ahead and declare a new variable here called HTTP response message. We'll just null it out right now. We're going to be using that down below with some of the different operations that we issue. Okay, so the very first thing we need to do is figure out how to write the code to issue some GET requests. All three of these commands in our shell are going to issue this essentially the same type of GET request against our Twitter REST service. So I'm going to actually jump down here below and define a new method called getStatuses. And we'll have this method take an HTTP client as input, as well as a string, which is a URI that we want to issue. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to say http.get. And notice that there's several methods here on the HTTP client class. We have get, we have post, we have put, we have head, we have delete. Okay, so this is a simple API that makes it really easy to use the HTTP uniform interface against any RESTful service. And so what I want to do is issue a GET request in this case, and there's several different overloads, and I want to go ahead and issue it against the URI that was passed in. Okay, and then we'll set this to the response like this. We'll actually say HTTP response message response equals that. And then after we get that response back, we'll go ahead and ensure that the response was successful. That will check the status code of the response, and if there was an error, it'll throw an exception. So if it's not a 200 level status code, it's going to throw an exception for us automatically. Then after that, I just need to figure out how to display the Twitter statuses that I got back in the content. Well, if you look at the response object here, you'll notice that there's a content property of type HTTP content. And on that guy, we can read out the body in a lot of different formats. We could read it out as an X element. We could read it out as a string, as an XML serializable, as a data contract, as a byte array, etc. In this case, we want to read it out as an X element. Okay, and we're actually going to pass that in to our method below called display statuses. Is that what it was called? Display Twitter statuses. And we're going to pass in that value that we got back right there. Now we can use this simple method to interact with those three different GET operations exposed by the RESTful service. So I'm going to jump back up here to our code, and we're just going to type in GET statuses, pass in the HTTP client object, and in this case we're going to pass in public underscore timeline.xml. That's the relative URI of the particular resource that I'm trying to retrieve in this case. For friends, we'll type in friends timeline. And for this one, we'll type in user timeline. That'll just retrieve my own personal status updates. Okay, let's go ahead and test this thing right now and see how it works. I'm just going to run it, type in my credentials, my password. Then let's try these different commands. If I type in ls public, that should retrieve all the public status updates out there on the Twitter website. If I do ls friends, this should retrieve just my friends. Notice those names have changed. If I just do ls, it should just get my status updates. Okay, so that all seems to be working quite nicely. Now let's write the code to do the update and delete. First, let's start with update. Here, first, we're going to need to ask the user to provide us with a new status that we want to update into the system. So I'm going to type in console.writeLine, enter a new status. And then we'll have a string here called status where we read in a new line from the console window. Okay, and once we have that status, we can go ahead and post it up to the service. So I'm going to use a post request. Notice there's a post method. I'm going to have to specify the URI that I want to post to. In this case, we're going to be posting to a string. This is what we're going to do. We're going to say update.xml question mark status equals. We'll just put it in the query string for this example. And then I need to be careful to URI encode the value that the user typed in. So we'll pass it into escape URI string. We'll pass in status there. And that's going to be the value that we pass in to post. Okay, after that gets back, we'll want to ensure that it was successful. If not, it will throw an exception. And then we can type out console.writeLine status updated. Okay, let's go ahead and build that. Looks like we have a problem. Let's go back and fix that one. And the problem is the fact that we didn't specify a body for that thing. Because when you do a post, it expects you to pass in a body. So we're going to say create empty. We don't really have a body to post up in this particular example. Okay, so now let me build this thing. Notice it builds successfully. Okay, now let's jump down below and implement the delete command. The delete command is actually going to be fairly similar. I'm just going to copy this code actually, bring it down here. And in this case, we're going to ask the user to specify a status ID that he wants to delete. We'll read that in and call it ID. Then instead of doing a post, we're going to do a delete. And then the URI in this case is going to look like this. It's going to look a little different. It's going to say destroy slash the ID dot XML. And then we're going to pass in the ID that they provided on the console. And with a delete, we don't have to provide a body. Okay, so everything else is essentially the same. Okay, let me go ahead and build. That built successfully. Now we're ready to test all the operations together. So let's run it again. type in my credentials. Let's do an ls command just to make sure I can see mine. Now let's do an update. Type in a new status. Status updated. Let's do another ls and see if it shows up. Notice that new status that we just typed in is coming back to us. If I jump over here to Twitter and go to my actual Twitter homepage and refresh, notice that we're seeing that status update come through now. Now if I jump back over here and type in delete, and we entered that ID 131-4366-401, it says it worked. I didn't change the text. It should say deleted. Okay, if I jump back over here and refresh my page, notice it's gone. So now we've been able to successfully retrieve statuses, update statuses, and delete statuses. With just a few lines of code, we were able to interact with our RESTful service. Down here, we issued a simple GET request by using the GET method. Here, we issued a simple POST request by using a POST method. And here, we issued a DELETE request. We've barely scratched the surface of what's possible with this new API, so stay tuned for more screencasts on this topic. Thank you for watching this video in the Windows Communication Foundation screencast series. You can find more in-depth online training videos at Pluralsight.com, where you can sign up for a yearly subscription to Pluralsight On Demand. Pluralsight On Demand gives you access to an extensive library of online training courses covering a variety of current and emerging Microsoft technologies, and you can access this valuable content from anywhere, anytime, while still learning from the folks you trust. Check it out today at Pluralsight.com.